KX93.5 is very happy to bring back to the air City Chats. I had a little bit of a baby hiatus, and we've been missing chatting with our city employees. And we're joined by one of the biggest fishes in the sea today, Assistant Manager Krista Johnson. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great today. Thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be back at work. It's a little hard to be away from home and everything, but we're making do. So thank you very much.
Good.
So, we want to learn a little bit about you and your position, which is very important, but perhaps the public doesn't always see the sorts of stuff that you're dealing with on a daily basis. So, before we get into all that, why don't you start with basically the job description of Assistant City Manager and the sorts of stuff that you oversee?
Sure. Well, thank you. Assistant City Manager, it's a full-time position for the city. I've been here for just almost 8 years now. And in addition to serving as acting city manager when the city manager is out of town, I do really whatever he needs or the city council needs, to whatever their priorities are. I do a lot of special projects for them. And then in addition, I oversee the community services department, the cultural arts department, and also our kind of our new initiative over these past year or so has been a communications initiative. So
right.
I work with those folks who are get all those things done. In the city manager's office, we are a smaller city. So we don't have, for example, we don't have a department here that deals just with business and economic development. That function actually resides in the city manager's office. So I work on that. I'm the main liaison with our business groups, such as Visit Laguna Beach, such as the Chamber of Commerce. And I work closely with the city departments that do also work with the business community. And that is definitely the community development department, but also things like the fire department and the police department. Everything is involved with trying to create a thriving economy here in Laguna Beach. So that's one of the functions that I work on. I also do a lot of intergovernmental relations for the city. So, for example, we have a very strong relationship with Orange County Parks because the city owns open space that we lease to Orange County Parks to manage, and we work closely with them.
Yeah.
We also work with Orange County Library. We're lucky to have a nice branch of the Orange County Library right in our downtown, and so we have to work with them. We also have the city council is very interested in making sure that as the inland parts of South Orange County develop, that our city is active to try to make sure that those developments don't negatively impact Laguna Canyon Road, State Route 133, or our police, fire, our municipal services, our marine safety department. So I work a lot with attorneys and outside consultants just to make sure that we are actively participating in those environmental review processes.
Yeah. And the list goes on and on. It sounds like.
It does. Yeah.
Well, I do want to tease, by the way, we're going to learn a little bit about Krista. And at the end of this, she plans to sing.
Oh my goodness.
I just want to say that now so that people will listen to the whole show.
Okay.
So they can catch you singing at the very end. I'm thrilled. I had no idea.
Oh my goodness. Well,
I can't wait for a city council meeting where you pull it out.
Oh, I would love to. They probably won't let me though.
So what brought you into this job 8 years ago? How'd you end up doing this role at all?
No, I've been in local government for about 20 years. Started off in the hospitality industry. Worked environmental education for a while. I was in Northern California working in Windsor, which is a town in North Sonoma County. And I think it was my husband, who's a surfer, who showed me this flyer for this position. And I said, gosh, I've actually never been to Laguna Beach. Maybe driven through. I went to college in Santa Barbara. That's about as furthest south that I'd ever gotten. And so it looked great, looked on the website, looked at the issues that they had been working on here. It seemed like a real nice place to live and to work. And I applied for the job and was lucky enough to get an interview and then got the job.
Wow.
So I've been super happy here. I never do the same thing twice.
Yeah. It's good, refreshing to know that you almost didn't know anybody to get the job. You weren't promoted from within. You weren't headhunted. You applied and you got the job out of your own merits.
Yeah, I applied, competed, and I hardly knew anybody
right. In
Southern California. So
you've been here 8 years now, and I have too. That's how long I've been in Laguna.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you, because I've been struggling with this lately. Do you feel like a local?
I do.
Okay.
I don't think it takes much to make me feel that way. I'm an Army brat.
Yeah.
So I'm great. I mean, this is probably the longest I've ever lived somewhere.
Right.
Before. And it's been very welcoming. I mean, it's been helpful to have two kids in the school district. And
sure.
My husband is very active in he surfs, and we're, we do a lot of stuff out and about, and like to dance at the Marine Room. And
yeah, well, that's the best way to be local.
We eat out a lot, go to all the festival. My daughter's working at the Sawdust this summer, and really take part in everything this community has to offer.
I agree.
We're lucky to be here.
I think as long as you give back to your community and participate in your community, it's not defined by how many years you've been here, but rather that sort of stuff.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So again, Krista Johnson's here on City Chats today on KX93.5. We're going to learn a whole bunch about what she does and some of the projects she's working on. But we also play songs on this show, and you've selected three songs that are totally yours, and you get to play whatever you want on our radio station today. So tell us about your first Fleetwood Mac choice.
So my first song is, we're going to start off a little bit more of a mellow tune, but this song has a lot of importance for me. It's Rhiannon. And I actually named my daughter after this song.
Wow.
So I grew up singing in the car with my three sisters and my parents, and this is one of the songs that we used to sing, and I really loved it so much. And a lot of people don't know that the chorus, she's actually singing Rhiannon.
Take by the wind. What
right. So Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. That was Krista Johnson's first choice today on City Chats. A wonderful origin story for that song.
Thank you.
And by the way, I'll remind people she's going to sing later.
Okay.
Krista's going to sing. And I'm also continuing to put pressure on her to actually follow through with it.
Oh, no.
Who are you going to win a bet against if you do it?
I actually have a couple people. My children. I have a bet with them. Uh-huh. I like to bet.
Yeah.
And somebody at work, and I'm going to have to leave that person unnamed, but
great.
The person at work said, bet me. I'm in Laguna Tunes, which is our community chorus.
Sure.
And it's a very accomplished group of people, and it's really people that just love to sing, and I don't even know how to read music, but I've been in it for a handful of years now.
Yeah.
Really enjoy it, and I want to give a shout out to them and to support our local arts groups.
So what you're saying is John's going to owe you a lot of money. That's what I just heard. All right, we're going to move on to some of the projects that Krista's working on right now. I want to touch on, you know, it's definitely the touchiest, most sensitive issue in Laguna right now, probably, and that's homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you oversee the alternative sleeping location and the city's role within that. So what do you want to update us on as far as homelessness is concerned?
Okay, well, I'd like to just let everyone know that the city has had a emergency homeless shelter in the canyon for 10 years now, and it operates every night of the year. And then this past February, the city council decided to expand the program by, first of all, offering a day program. It used to always be overnight, 5 p.m. to 10 a.m. Now the city actually operates there a day program 3 hours a day, again, 7 days a week. And anyone that's experiencing homelessness can go to the facility, receive counseling, do laundry, take showers, get a good meal. We contract with the Friendship Shelter, a fantastic local nonprofit organization, to operate the nighttime program and the day program. And they've done such a great job of helping folks that want to move towards being housed get services there, all, of course, for free. They do a lot of partnering with various County of Orange mental health services and different organizations to help people get housed is what right. It's what it's all about. So we're really proud that that program has started. It's also helped to, according to our police department and to the neighbors there, has helped to stabilize the area a bit there where the emergency shelter is located.
Right.
And then the nighttime program, we've actually changed into, instead of being a drop-in program where folks would come and try to win the lottery, so to speak, to be able to spend the night there, we now actually have an enrollment-based method where folks that are interested in and make a commitment towards moving down the path towards housing, actually are given a commitment in return from the city that they will be housed for 30 days. They will receive shelter there for 30 days as long as they agree to meeting with counselors, applying for benefits and various official documentation, whatever is needed in order to help them move down the path to housing. And that's been very successful. The Friendship Shelter has been able to move and find permanent housing for many folks since this program was started.
Yeah. Do you feel that we're pretty much at the extent of what we're able to do? I mean, we do offer a lot for a city of our size
mm-hmm.
for homeless folks. Are we doing it all, or is there more that still council is considering or that will happen?
I believe that we are doing a lot. Also with our police department, we've certainly instituted a lot of programming. The city council has put a lot of resources into this program over the years. Homelessness is a regional issue. We're still dealing with a lot of things. I can't say that the programming is not going to change in the future, but I think right now the city council believes that what we've got going on right now, where they're not interested in expanding the program. We are very excited, though, because we received a $900,000 grant from the state of California via the County of Orange to do about a $600,000 renovation of the emergency homeless shelter.
Yeah.
It needs it. It's been there for 10 years. And so there's going to be a lot of work done on the inside area and the outside area to make it a more pleasant place for the people that work there, the people that use the facility, people that and the neighbors. So we're real excited about that.
Nice.
And happy to have gotten that. We are under real strict marching orders from the city manager and the city council to apply for every source of funding that we can for that program.
Understood. All right, again, City Chats is the show today, and we're here with Krista Johnson, Assistant City Manager. One more tease, she will be singing, okay, eventually. I don't know what it is, but I can't wait. Let's go to your next song. Tell us about Story of My Life.
Okay. Well, I went to college in Santa Barbara and enjoy going out and seeing concerts and stuff. And we used to come down into LA and Orange County, and we used to see Social Distortion play.
Yeah.
And we used to go to parties and we'd listen to Social Distortion. And one time I remember I had I went to see Neil Young in concert in the early 90s, and their opening band had to back out at the last minute. And so Social Distortion got to play on this big indoor stadium. I can't even remember what it was called, somewhere in LA. And I got to see them on this huge stage. So just been really a part of my life with my husband and my friends. And I went to college with my twin sister. So I've got a big group of college friends. And this just reminds me of that.
Changes, no one there left to talk to in the pool. All I love
All right, that was Social Distortion, Story of My Life on KX93.5. That was Krista Johnson's pick, her second song choice today on City Chat. Mike Ness, of course, a local guy. We see him at the barber shop around town sometimes. So very, very cool local pick, Krista. And let's talk a little bit more about the projects you're involved with right now. I know one thing that you mentioned earlier was identifying open space in Laguna. Of course, this is something that people have fought for forever, keeping our green belt green. And we're very lucky to have so much open space in Laguna, especially on the canyon. What's the continued battle looking like for that?
Well, we are, you know, it's part of the city's general plan to for staff to be looking out for open space that would be suitable for city acquisition, because when it's under city ownership, of course we have control over that parcel and to keep it as open space forever. We're very lucky to have so many thousands of acres of open space that members of this community, as you said, fought for and were successful in obtaining and taxed themselves a large amount of money in the past to be able to obtain. Mm-hmm. So since I've been here, I think the city has acquired 72 acres of additional open space. One of the big parcels was about 52 acres, the McGehee property, kind of up by the fire road on Arch Beach Heights, kind of stretching down into Bluebird Canyon. That was a great thing. And we are very fortunate here in Laguna Beach because we're able to partner with community organizations such as Laguna Canyon Foundation, which helps us put these deals together. And it helps us to identify of these available parcels, which are the priorities, you know, in terms of biodiversity for city purposes, like fuel modification zone. We want to continue to protect our neighborhoods. And one of the ways we can do that is with open space. So, you know, we're on the lookout for it. It's a lengthy process to acquire parcels, but it's something, as I said, the general plan instructs the city to do, and the city council has been very supportive of over the years. And it's great to be able to look out and see that there's something that I've helped with that is going to be enjoyed by generations to come.
Do you also oversee the goats? Are you the boss of the goats?
No, I'm not. Okay. I go see them all the time, but that is the fire department.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love the goats.
Fire department. Yes. They do a great job.
I know another area that you're very involved is community recreation. You advise that committee and I guess that's your department, right? Community recreation.
Yeah. Yes. Here in Laguna Beach, the department is a little bit smaller. The Public Works Department takes care of the actual parks, most of the facilities. And our department handles all the recreation programming, does maintain the Susie Q Community and Senior Center, does maintain the community pool, which is actually owned by the school district, but the city manages it. So we maintain that. And we do a lot of the resurfacing of the tennis courts, the basketball court at Main Beach and things like that. But so we have a very capable team. They're located in the community and Susie Q Senior Center. And then I serve as their department head.
Right.
And so they're so capable. They do great programming. They do a great job. And I just kind of step in when oftentimes when things go to city council, I'll step in and then more typical administrative duties, employee evaluations and budgeting and things like that.
Is there anything coming up that we should know about? Any events or changes to parks or anything that is public knowledge yet?
Sure. Well, one thing that we're going to be working on is that we have a pilot dog play area up in Moulton Meadows that the city council set aside a modest amount of funding for. And it's contingent upon, we're going to have to go through a process, of course, like you do for everything in Laguna Beach. We're going to have to go to the Planning Commission, get a temporary use permit, notice the whole neighborhood so everybody will have an opportunity to provide input. So, but the initial step was the council agreed to set aside a little bit of funding for it. We have had a lot of members of the community, of the neighborhood up there, who have said that it takes them too long to get, especially in the summertime, to get down to the city's Bark Park, which is out in the canyon. So our department's going to be working on that. We also are always trying to find programming that best meets the needs and the interests of the community and our changing demographics. So coming up, we had a program last year, which was a comedy show class that culminated in a comedy show, which was very well received.
Yeah.
So this year, that instructor and our staff are putting together a variety show.
Cool.
So the folks will, you register via the city's website, or you come into the community and CCQ Center, register for the class. They meet a handful of times, and then they'll actually have a night that is a variety show performance. So that's pretty cool.
How fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I had a friend who did that and ended up, I think, playing at the Improv or
something. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So pretty cool. It actually worked. All right. Well, Assistant City Manager Krista Johnson in studio for City Chats today. We're going to play one more song and then come back with our grand finale. So tell us about Jade Bird, your last pick today.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to have something that was some music that was a little more recent. So I chose this artist that I think I heard on the radio. And she's a woman. Actually, I don't know any other songs that she has, but yeah. I did buy this song. And it's a little bit of an angry woman. Not that I'm an angry woman, but I'm a runner, with a recreational runner with my dog and with some good friends of mine. And
cool.
I like to listen to upbeat music. And this one is really, really upbeat and fun.
Right on.
And a new artist.
Does she wake up, put on makeup in the bathroom, and go to work and stay real late and text you she'll be back soon? That her boss runs his fingers round her pretty blonde platinum do. I bet you never thought about that, did you? And it's none of my business, and I don't want to get involved. If you're thinking that she's good, I think you should be told. She got you on your knees like a little boy. Everybody sees that you're just a little toy. She's got short skirts so you don't ask her if you can check her phone. Talk about the guys at work so you feel ego-central. Like fancy cars and football teams, is she like continental? With a European accent, does she speak? Oh, so gentle. And it's none of my business, and I don't want to get involved. If you're thinking that she's good, God no, God no. She got you on your knees like a little boy. Everybody sees that. She's got a box full, diddy-daddy, lie-dee-lie. She asks you if you love her, and you nod and say, uh-huh. She's like you where it hurts, but you don't seem to see. The washes out of work, she's doing what you did to me. She's like you where it hurts, but you don't seem to see. The washes out of work, she's doing what you did to me. She got you on your knees like a little boy.
Okay, well, that was Uh-Huh by Jade Bird, and Krista Johnson's in studio today with City Chats on KX93.5. Before we get to the grand finale we've been teasing the whole time, is there anything else we left out about being assistant city manager or yourself or whatever that you want to throw in?
Oh, thank you so much, Tyler. Well, you know, I would be remiss. I want to mention that we still have a couple more weeks of summertime, and so the Community Services Department has a handful of really fun week-long summer camps for kids.
We did one.
For the next, you go, oh, right,
the radio
station.
Yep.
Yeah, that's always a big hit.
Yeah.
So we also have fall registration is opened up. You should be getting your fall recreation brochure in the mailbox probably this coming Monday, and registration has already begun. So we just encourage you to participate, get out there, and either sign up your kids, sign up yourself. We're excited about the programming we have. And a new program that we're going to be offering with the school district is an adult education program. The classes will be held at the Community and Susie Q Senior Center in the fall. They're free courses, and they're things like resume building, basic and intermediate computer classes, a class that will be a seminar on Excel spreadsheets.
Okay.
Another one will be a seminar on interviewing skills. So those classes are all offered free of charge, and we are partnering with the Laguna Beach School District to put that on. So I encourage people to to take part in those.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I find that if you just go to the Recreation Department's website and look at that full list of courses, sure, you'll find tons of stuff you're interested in. And it even shows you how many people are already registered, and you can kind of base your decision off all online. So that's what I'd suggest people do. And I think that does it. So it's time.
Oh my goodness, it's time. Okay,
moment.
I'm going to win my bet, everybody.
So Krista's about to win some money or something from her children. I don't know what, I don't know what you bet, but she's going to sing for us. So what are you going to sing?
Okay, I'm going to sing a Carpenter song.
Okay. Are you going to do the whole thing? Or
no, I won't.
Just
I won't.
A bit. And it's a cappella, by the way. No music or
I
anything.
Will not punish everybody by singing the whole song.
Okay.
But the song is Top of the World. And I kind of live in that neighborhood,
yeah,
and I run my dog a lot, and one of my children went to the school, and every time I dropped her off in my carpool, I would have this music blasting. By the end of fifth grade, you know, they were kind of embarrassed by it, but all the parents and the teachers that are standing there helping the kids get out of car always gave me the big high five and thumbs up. So I'm going to sing this, and I'm going to sing it in honor of Laguna Tunes, which is our community chorus, and how happy living in this community has made me. And this is a positive, fun song. Okay, here I go. I'm going to win my bet.
All right.
Okay. Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky. Got the sun in my eyes. And I won't be surprised if it's a dream. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find.
Oh my God,
that's
Cassie,
it.
She's good.
Woo!
She's really good.
All right.
I'm so glad you're good, Krista.
I won my bet.
You won your bet. You're an excellent singer. You sung about Top of the World. I mean, you can't beat that.
Yeah.
Good job.
Special place.
That's why I like this segment, because we get to know our city people as people. And
sure,
not just as people on the dais, you know, you're a real
right
human who lives here with your family.
I am. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for being so good to me.
Yes. Well, we really appreciate this, and so glad to learn so much about you and your departments today. Assistant City Manager Krista Johnson on City Chats. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I will
for
see you
me
soon.
Here.